Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Memor by Ram Goldar and Dear Maseches Megillah Daf Chav Dal, the third parak Hakore Omed. The Zichud Maseches Megillah program has been generously sponsored by the Queen's Zichud Chabura. So the three daf's we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Hamafti Benavi Hu Poris Al Shema Vu Overuchnei Ateva Vu Nosei As Kapav. The one who's accustomed to read Maftir from Navi is the one who divides the Shema, which is the abbreviated tefillah service that's done when 10 people who daven separately come together after the shul has recited Shema, and he goes before the Aron, repeats the Shema Nesrei, and if he's a Kohen, he's Nosei As Kapav. He does Birchas Kohanim. The Gemara asks why the Maftir is afforded so many honors, and Rav Papa said, Mishum Kavod, because of honor. Rashi explains that since he diminished himself and read Maftir, which is not a Kavod, we give him roles that do afford him honor. Rabbi Bar Shimi said, Mishum Da'asik Lantzuei, because he might otherwise come to Machlokas with the Baal Tefillah, meaning that since the Baal Tefillah received payment for his services, the Maftir might become resentful that he's not paid too. Therefore, he's given the role of leading the Tefillahs. The Nafkamina between the two explanations is when the Baal Tefillah is not being compensated. Point number two, the Mishnah stated, Summa Poris Eshma U'Matargim. A blind person may divide the Shema and translate. Rav Yudah says, Kol Shelo Ra'a Ma'oros Miyamav Eino Poris Al Shema. Anyone who has never seen the luminaries in his life, he may not divide the Shema. This is because it entails reciting the bracha of Yotzeh HaMa'oros, the one who forms the luminaries, and a blind person who has never benefited from their light may not recite this bracha. The Gemara brings a brisa to the Tanya. The Chacham said, Rav Yehudah, Harbei Tzav Lidrosh B'Merkava V'Ra'u Osa. Many people sought to expound on the Merkava, even though they had never seen it. Similarly, a blind person should be able to recite the bracha on the luminaries. Rav Yehudah responded, Hasma of Natan Daliba Talya Milsa. There regarding the Merkava, it depends on the understanding of the mind. And it's possible for one to focus and know it without having seen it. Here, regarding the bracha on the luminaries, we recite a bracha because we're getting benefit and the blind person is not benefiting. The Chachamim hold that a blind person does benefit from light since a sighted person can guide him. And pointing to the Mishnah states, Ha'osu tefilasa agula sakana ve'en ba mitzvah. One who makes his head tefillin round is in danger because if he bumps into a low doorway, he could puncture his skull, and there's no mitzvah performed when he wears it. The Gemara asks if it's possible to say that the Mishnah is teaching us that which was taught in a braisa. Tefillin miruba os halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai. The requirement that tefillin must be square is halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai. And Rava said concerning this braisa in their stitching and in their diagonal. Rashi explains the Chachamim taught that a diagonal of a perfect square is 1/25 the length of one of its sides, and one who makes tefillin must be careful that the diagonal meets this requirement. Now, seemingly, the Mishnah and the Brisa are both teaching that tefillin must be square. But Papa said, Mastisin davidike amaguza. The Mishnah's case could be where the tefillin was made round like a nut. The implication is that tefillin round like an egg or a lentil would be permissible if not for the ruling of the Brisa. So once again, the three points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Hamafti benavi hu poris al shmab hu overlichnei ateva hu noise as kapav. The one who's accustomed to read Maftir from Navi is the one who divides the Shema, which is the abbreviated tefillah service that's done when 10 people who daven separately come together after the shul has recited Shema. And he goes before the Aron and repeats the Shema Nesrei, and if he's a Kohen, he's Nosei As Kapav. He does Birchas Kohanim. The Gemara asks why the Maftir is afforded so many honors, and Rav Papa said, Mishum Kavod, because of honor. Rashi explains that since he diminished himself and read Maftir, which is not a Kavod, we give him roles that do afford him honor. Rabbi Bar Shimi said, Mishum Da'asin Lantzui, because he might otherwise come to Machlokas with the Baal Tefillah, meaning that since the Baal Tefillah received payment for his services, the Maftir might become resentful that he's not paid too. Therefore, he's given the role of leading the Tefillahs. The Nafkamina between the two explanations is when the Baal Tefillah is not being compensated. Pointing to the Mishnah states, Summa Poris Eshma U'Matargim. A blind person may divide the Shema and translate. Yudah says, Kol Shelo Ra'a Ma'oros Miyamav Eino Poris Al Shema. Anyone who has never seen the luminaries in his life may not divide the Shema. This is because it entails reciting the bracha of Yotzeh Ma'oros, the one who forms the luminaries, and a blind person who has never benefited from their light may not recite this bracha. The Gemara brings a brisa to the Tanya. The Chacham said to Rav Yehudah, Harbut Tzav Lidrosh Merkava L'Ra'u Osam Mimehem. Many people sought to expound on the Merkava even though they have never seen it. Similarly, a blind person should be able to recite the bracha on the luminaries. Rav Yehudah responded, Hasam Ba'avnat D'Liba Talya Milsa. There, regarding the Merkava, it's dependent on the understanding of the mind. V'hakam mechavim yada, and it's possible for one to focus and know it without having seen it. Hakam yishum hanahu. V'ha leis lehanah. Here, regarding the bracha of the luminaries, we recite the bracha because we're getting benefit and the blind person is not benefiting. The Chachamim hold that a blind person does benefit from light since a sighted person can guide him. And point number three, the Mishnah states, Oset Tfilasa Agula Sakana Ve'en Ba Mitzvah. One who makes his head tefillin around is in danger because if he bumps into a low doorway, he can puncture his skull. And there is no mitzvah performed when he wears it. The Gemara asks if it's possible to say that the Mishnah is teaching us that which was taught in a Braisa. Tefillin merubaot is halacha l'moshe misina. The requirement that tefillin must be square is halacha l'moshe misina. And Rava said concerning this Braisa, in their stitching and in their diagonal, Rashi explains that the Chachamim taught that a diagonal of a perfect square is 1 2/5 the length of one of its sides. And one who makes tefillin must be careful that the diagonal meets this requirement. Seemingly, the Mishnah and Braisa are both teaching that tefillin must be square. But Papa said, Mastis and Davide Kea Maguza. The Mishnah's case could be where the tefillin was made round like a nut. The implication is that tefillin round like an egg or a lentil would be permissible if not for the ruling of the Braisa. All right, so now we go to a Siman Daf Chav Dalet, and our standard Siman is a pitcher, a kud, a pitcher. So here goes. The shul that had a cupboard full of pitchers engraved with Achron Achron Chaviv to give as gifts to honor the members willing to do Maftir had a blind Shilich Sibor who recited the bracha of Yotzer HaMa'oros and who didn't realize he accidentally put on a round pair of tefillin. Once again, it's a motion. The shul that had a cupboard full of pitchers, that must be learned off Chabdalet. The shul that had a cupboard full of pitchers engraved with Achron Achron Chaviv to give as gifts to honor the members willing to do Maftir, which reminds us we have a Malchukas as to why the one who's accustomed to doing Maftir gets so many honors in that he's poor Sal Shema, he repeats the Shemana Esrei, and if he's a Kohen, he's known as Kapav. Our Papa said Mishum Kavod is because of honor. Rashi explains that since he diminished himself and read Maftir, which is not a Kavod, we give him rules that do afford him honor. Rabbi Rashimi said Mishum Da'asi Lansuye because he might otherwise come to Malchukas with a bald field, meaning that since the bald field received payment for his services, the Maftir might become resentful that he's not paid too. So the shul that had a cupboard full of pitchers engraved with Achron Achron Chaviv to give as gifts to honor the members willing to do Maftir had a blind Shilich Sibor who recited the bracha of Yotzer HaMa'oros, which reminds us we have Malchukas whether a Suma, a blind person, can be poor Sal Shema since he recites the bracha of Yotzer HaMa'oros. Rav Yudah says he does not, since he does not get Hana from the light. The Chachamim say he does, since he benefits from the fact that a person with sight can lead him. So the shul that had a cupboard full of pitchers engraved with Achron Achron Chaviv to give as gifts to honor the members willing to do Maftir had a blind Shilich Sibor who recited the bracha of Yotzer HaMa'oros and didn't realize he accidentally put on a round pair of tefillin. Which reminds us, the Mishnah states, Oset Tfilaso Agula Sakana Ve'en Ba Mitzvah. One who makes his head tefillin around is in danger because if he bumps into a low doorway, he could puncture his skull and there's no mitzvah performed when he wears it. So once again, the shul that had a cupboard full of pitchers engraved with Achron Achron Chaviv to give as gifts to honor the members willing to do Maftir had a blind Shilich Sibor who recited the bracha of Yotzer HaMa'oros and didn't realize he accidentally put on a round pair of tefillin. All right, now it's time for a four blot back chazara. Daf Chav, so the Siman Daf Chav is a cafe. So here goes. The daytime mitzvah cafe, that must mean we're in Daf Chav. The daytime mitzvah cafe, which was always busy after Megillah readings and Bris Milas, which reminds us, the Gemara brings us sources for how we know that the mitzvahs of reading the Megillah, Milah, Tefillah, and Hazah, and the Tefillah of a Shomer's Yom Keneged Yom are done during the day. So, the daytime mitzvah cafe, which was always busy after Megillah readings and Bris Milas, opened early at Amud HaShachar for the workers holding spears, which reminds us the Mishnah had stated, V'kulon sha'atzmo sha'al Amud HaShachar, Kasher. In all these cases, if they did the mitzvah from the first ray of dawn, it's kosher, and it brings the source, V'anachnu osim b'malach, v'chetziyam machazik m'ramachim, ma'alus HaShachar ad seis hakochavim. Then we did the work with half of them holding spears from the first ray of dawn until the stars came out. So, the daytime mitzvah cafe, which was always busy after Megillah readings and Bris Milas, opened early at Amud HaShachar for the workers holding spears, and was always closed at night for the reaping of the Omer and burning of sacrificial fats. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah lists 20 mitzvahs that may be performed the entire day, and then lists 2 mitzvahs that are kosher the entire night, because here's a Omer, L'hakdir cholavim me'evarim. And the Mishnah concludes, the hakol, this is the general rule, any mitzvah that must be done during the day may be performed any time during the day, and any mitzvah that must be done at night may be performed any time during the night. The Gemara brings a source of each of the mitzvahs to prove that they are either daytime mitzvahs or nighttime mitzvahs. Dav Chafav, the Siman Dav Chafav is a car pronounced ka by people from Boston. So here goes. The boy dressed up as a racing ka. Ka, that must be learned Dav Chafav. The boy dressed up as a racing ka on Purim, sitting next to the Baal Korah who stood for Kriyas HaTorah, but sad for Kriyas and Megillah, which reminds us that the Megillah may be read standing or sitting, unlike the reading of the Torah, which must be done standing. So the boy dressed up as a racing ka on Purim, sitting next to the Baal Korah, who stood for Kriyas Torah, but sat for Kriyas HaMegillah, honked his horn when the bracha of Haravas Ribbeinu was recited, which reminds us, the Gemara goes through the brachas before and after the reading of the Megillah. Before the Megillah is Menach, which stands for Mikra Megillah Al HaNisim Eshe Hachiyanu, and after the reading it's Haravas Ribbeinu. So the boy dressed up as a racing ka on Purim, sitting next to the Baal Korah, who stood for Kriyas Torah, but sat for Kriyas HaMegillah, honked his horn when the bracha of Haravas Ribbeinu was recited, and flashes lights for the three aliyahs and ten psukim in Kriyas Torah. Which reminds us, the Gemara gives reasons for why there are three aliyahs for Mondays, Thursdays, and at Mincha on Shabbos, and why there are a minimum of ten psukim read. Daf Chabbeis. So the same Daf Chabbeis is a cab. So here goes. The cab, that must be on Daf Chabbeis. The cab pulled up at the shul with two passengers who were going to get their two aliyos from five psukim, which reminds us that we have a Malkokas Rav and Shmuel regarding what to do when there are two aliyos sharing five psukim, when the rule is that one who reads the Torah must read a minimum of three psukim. Rav says, doig, that the second aliyah rereads the third pasuk, since we don't split psukim that Moshe did not split. And Shmuel holds paskin, and they do split the third pasuk in half because of a gezerah of people coming late or leaving early who will think that one of the aliyahs was only two psukim. So the cab pulled up at the shul with two passengers who were going to get their two aliyahs from five psukim. When a second cab pulled up with the person getting the third aliyah on the day of Atinus, which reminds us we have a rule that on Atinus and Tisha B'Av, where there's bitul melacha, a loss of work that would come from delaying people in shul, there are only three aliyahs. And where there is no bitul melacha, such as on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, there are four aliyahs. So the cab pulled up at the shul with two passengers who were going to get their two aliyahs from five psukim, when a second cab pulled up with the person getting the third aliyah on the day of Atinus, just as the Rav inside was saying Tachanun sitting up, because of the stone floor. Which reminds us that one of the reasons given as to why Rav did not bow down on the floor during Tachanun is that there was a stone floor in his section and he did not want to be over on bowing down on an Evan Maskis. Daf Chav Gimel, so the Sim Daf Chav Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes. The excited Kugelach players, that must be more in Daf Chav Gimel. The excited Kugelach players who are quick to come to the tournament and plan to be quick to leave for the pizza party afterwards, which reminds us the Gemara seeks to determine the author of the following braisa that says the inyan to become later to shul and are quick to leave, which Rashi explains we come later because we're preparing the suda and quick to leave because of Simchas Yantav. On Yom Kippur we're quick to come to shul and leave late, we come earlier because there's no suda to prepare, and on Shabbos we are quick to come and quick to go. Rashi explains that since the meal has already been prepared, we can come earlier. It's also ideal so Kriyas Shema can be done before sunrise. People are quick to go, so they have more time to enjoy Shabbos. So the excited Kugelach players who are quick to come to the tournament and plan to be quick to leave for the pizza party afterwards were seated at tables with 3, 5, and 7 players, which reminds us, what do the three readers of the Torah for Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos Mincha, the 5 readers for Yontav, and the 7 readers for Shabbos correspond to? So one or more holds as Keneged Birchas Kohanim. They correspond to the number of words in the 3 psukim of Birchas Kohanim. The other Amora says they're connected to different levels of royal attendance. So, the excited Kugelach players were quick to come to the tournament and planned to be quick to leave for the pizza party afterwards were seated at tables with 3, 5, and 7 players, while their fathers made a minyan together, each one davening for his son's success. Which reminds us, we learn from the pasuk Nikdashti B'tok B'nei Yisrael, I'll be sanctified in the midst of B'nei Yisrael, that Kol Davar Shebo Kedusha Lo Yeh Pachas Masar, any matter of Kedusha shall not have less than 10 men. The Gemara is how it's known that 10 men are required, and brings that Rechia Tadak Gezer Shev that connects the word Toch in the Pasuk to the word Toch in the Parsha of Korach, Hibadu Mitocha Eda, and connects the word Eda in the Pasuk of Korach to the word Eda in the Pasuk of the Meraglim. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.